Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Never said enough about that song. He will provide. I believe I got a witness here. He will provide for those that believe in him and trust in him. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am yours, the Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Want to take this moment and just speak life unto you. Let you know that you are partakers of a divine nature now. Because God have called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. You are the light of the world. Not only that, you are the salt of the earth, according to Matthew 5 and 13. So I thank God right now that not only are we the sons and daughters, but we're being changed into that image. Even as we speak, 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 says, we're being changed into that image, like unto Christ. That's what makes us a member of the body of Christ, because he is the head of the church. He is the head of the body. God has reconciled us back to him and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you for your righteousness. I thank you, Father God, for your heavenly places that you allow our spirit to rest in Christ. I thank you, Father God, that we are walking by the Spirit and we're being led by the Spirit. And for that reason, Father God, we let our light shine. We let the new creation shine to the believers and to the unbelievers. We realize, Father God, all don't believe that we're living stone. But I thank you, Father God, we're being built up together into a spiritual house. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we've been chosen, that we're just not know anybody. That we are a chosen race. We're part of a royal priesthood. We're part of a holy nation. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that the devil is our enemy. He is not our friend. And you have justified us. You have made us right. You have completed everything that needs to be complete in our life. So we take this moment to say thank you. And we praise you and give you the glory. Ask you to remember those, Father God, that are believing in your word, that have put your words above their feelings and their thoughts. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. Give you the glory and the honor. We ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sake, we pray. And everybody agreed, said, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, yesterday we were talking a little bit about how God have given angels charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. Now, let me make mention to those that may not be really familiar with this passage of scripture. You know, this is the same scripture that was quoted over there in Matthew, where the devil was tempting Jesus. And the devil came up with this scripture, even though he didn't have revelation knowledge on it. He knew that the word of God said that God would send him angels to bear them or to bear him up in their hand, lest they dash their foot against the stone. But what he didn't realize is that you don't tempt God, you know. You don't tempt God. But for the others, let me say this. God have given us angels for salvation. God have given us angels to protect us. And I got to be honest with you. If you're not using them, you have no one to blame. But you know what? We're not going to let you do that. We want to be here with you. And we want you to know that God have given you access to these angels. And you want to take advantage of them. They want to help you. They want to help you and bring you to the place where God want to use you. He want to use your knowledge. He want to use what he's given you so you can understand what he's doing at such a time like this. I had said on yesterday, God have always used angels. Even with Lot, the angels came early in the morning and told Lot, hasten, then arise, take your wife, take your daughter. And we want you to know that you need to leave this city. God have always used angels. From the time of creation, God have always used angels. He'd used them in a dream. Jacob saw angels ascending and descending in his dream. He saw them, talking about angels, in helping him make the decision that, you know what, I need to be blessed. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel said to the angel of God met him. And when he met him, Jacob held the angel, wouldn't let him go back to his estate until he got blessed. And once he got blessed, the angel was released to go back because he wasn't allowed, he had a time limit. Once he entered into time and from eternity to here into time, he had to get back. That's why God said we're to put our trust in him, in God, because God got something for us if you'll just believe. You know, I find that's a problem with most people when it comes down to angels, really. If they don't believe, that's the real issue here. The issue here is that they don't believe. If people would believe in angels, let me tell you what. When he says over here in Psalms 91, and I want y'all to hear this again. I know some of y'all have heard this, but I want you to hear the real essence. Well, I won't say that. I want you all to hear what's really going on. It's not for everybody. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. To dwell is to set up residence, live in, abide there. If I don't dwell there, if I don't live in the Word of God, they got too many other things that's more important. And don't tell me about church folk. They don't live in the Word of God because a lot of times people, they want to I'm into the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Because you go to church doesn't mean you're into the Lord. And because you're at the building, it doesn't mean that you're dwelling in God's secret place. Okay? That's important that you know that. Because this is the person who dwell in the secret place. So when I think about this word dwell, we're talking about where you're living at. Let me ask you a question. Where you living at? Where's your dwelling at? Is it in Christ or not? See, that's what I'd be wanting to know. I want to know where you're dwelling at. I want to know where you're living at. You can make your mouth say anything, but where's your heart at? That's what this is about. I've had people say, oh, yeah, Pastor, I'm with you. But I ask the question again, where you're dwelling at? Where you spending time at? Where you living at? What's getting your attention? Where do you dwell at? And I'm not asking you what town you live in. I don't want nobody to get that twisted. I want to know where you're abiding at. Where you hanging out at? Where you dwelling at? Where you spending that quality time? When you wake up, are you in the Word of God? When you go to sleep, are you in the Word of God? Where do you abide at? Help me, Holy Ghost. Where do you continue? See, some people, they go to church, but they don't continue to be the church. Some people, they only abide in God from 11 o'clock on Sunday to 1, and then they need to hurry up and get done because they have other places to go. Well, see, this don't concern you. Because he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. The secret place is in God's mystery. Help me, Holy Ghost. He said, the secret place of the Most High. Guess where God's secret place is? I'm glad you asked. How about the mystery? That's what secret means, mystery. Are you in God's mystery? Remember he said, Mark 4:11, and he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto those that are without, all these things are done in parables. Because you understand parables don't mean you understand the mystery of God. God's mystery is his secret place. And it's easy to tell you God's mystery is in Christ, but he has so much other stuff. What do you think Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:7? But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, to our glory. I just get carried away when I think about things like that. We can speak wisdom, the wisdom of God, which you have a secret place. In other words, God's secret stuff, the hidden stuff of God. It ain't for everybody. That's why believing in angels ain't for everybody. You know, these are people who love the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Do everybody love the Word of God? Absolutely not.
Yes.
See, I would love for you all to see what this means. Paul said over in 1 Corinthians, because everybody can't see the secret. So when you see secret, think about mystery. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 51, he said, behold, I'll show you a mystery or a secret. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Well, see, when you think about that, them people in the funeral home and preachers and people who do a lot of funerals, this here means that when that person went on, they're going to be changed. And that's not what he's talking about. So there's a mystery within the mystery. He said, we shall not all sleep. Well, he's talking about being mentally. He's talking about being earthly sleep. He's talking about being not aware of what's going on in the spirit world. See, everybody ain't sleep to that. Some of us been changed right before your eyes.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't being changed. See, and everybody can't see that because it's a mystery. It's one of God's secrets. But those that dwell, live in, set up resident, those that abide under the shadow of the Almighty, they see this stuff.
All right.
Because you recognize God is your refuge. That's where you hide. That's where you live. And I'm going to tell you this. This is a secret. When you talk about God's secret places, he has secrets in the secret place. But ain't for everybody. It's for he that dwells. Living good place. Yes. That's Amen. Somebody who lives in Christ, man. That's what God's secrets is for. He put it all in Christ. You want to get to it? Get to Christ. If you don't get to Christ, you won't see God's secrets. Well, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. You will never, unless you start dwelling. And when you think about dwelled, you're thinking about past tense. So dwelling, you're talking about past tense. So let me kind of bring it up to date. I should make it continuation with the ing. See, that's probably even better. You're living there. You know, you have residency. You didn't used to live there. You're living there right now. That's where you're nesting at. How about that one, huh? That's where you nest at. That's the place that you camp. That becomes your residence, man. Just like somebody's mansion, that's what living in the Word of God to you is all about. That's your residence. You're living there.
Thank you.
That's the place that's alive for you. So I don't want to take it past tense. I want to bring it about local as I can. I want to bring it about close as I can so you can see this. This is your shelter. This is your shield.
Thank you.
This is where you're living at, man. So when I think about it, this is your lodging. See, if you just get the house, that would be one thing. But when you talk about the residence, or your residence, you talking about something else now. You talking about like lodging. So you don't have to own a place to lodge there. I wish I had a witness with that one. You don't have to own home to live in it. You can live it without owning it. So that's important. That's important when you're reading Psalms 91. The dwell in, who dwelleth there in the secret places of the Most High. God's secret place is his word, man. It's Christ.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be at. And that's a mystery. Can I say that one more time? No reason Paul said, whereby when we read, ye may understand my knowledge in the secret of Christ or in the mystery of Christ. Even what we talked about last week with the fellowship. Remember Ephesians 3:9? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. See, there's a mystery right there. It's being solved. Your secret is being made known. So it's no longer a secret. But if you dwell in the high place of the Most High, if you dwell in with the Most High in His place, if you understand an angel,
Hallelujah.
If you understand that angels came from God, the secret places, especially when it says the angel of the Lord, that meant that angel just left from its assignment, its post, left there to come see you for a special occasion. Now, there's angels that encamped around us, but when it says the angel of the Lord, that's a whole different scenario there.
Amen.
See, I'm reminded of when God's people was at the foot of Mount Sinai, and there was chariots. The Bible says they was of God, and God's chariots. There were some 20,000, even thousands of thousands of angels said that the Lord is among them at Sinai in his holy place. God sent angels. Didn't have to move. Didn't have to budge. Sent angels down. That same God right now is sending angels. But believe me, when it says the angel of the Lord, that means you got direct contact. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what Mary saw, the angel of the Lord. That's what Hagar saw, was the angel of the Lord. That's what Abraham dealt with, was the angel of the Lord.
Yeah.
And you remember over there in Mark 1:13, when Jesus was out there in the wilderness, and then he was tempted of Satan. You remember it was the angel ministered unto him. It was the angel that sent from the Lord. So I'm telling somebody today, God has sent angels your way. You got to believe. And I may talk about that tomorrow, because everybody don't believe in angels. And it's important that if you want to see some of the secrets of God, if you want to understand some of the things of God, he that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, these are the people that Psalms 91:11 is talking about. He shall give his angel, charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the same people he's talking to in verse 1, he's talking to in verse 11. He that dwelleth, he that liveth there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
well, this is the part that if anybody have any comments or whatever, we stand aside and let you do your thing right now. Anyone. Just press 1. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I like to read that from the New Living Translation, Psalms 91:11-12. It says, "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go, They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Amen, amen. I'm thankful for God's angels, knowing that they are encamped around us and they're not going to let any hurt or harm come nigh us or near us.
Hallelujah.
Because in that verse 10, it says, no evil will conquer you. Amen. No plague will come near your home. For he will order you to protect you. That's from the New Living Translation, Pastor.
Oh, the New Living. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank God.
I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when he says nothing, I don't know who this is for, but when he says nothing, whatever you're dealing with, that includes that. That's what nothing is. Whatever mm-hmm. you think is going to overtake you or overcome you, going to hurt you, if it's a judge, if it's somebody's testimony, he says nothing. See, that's mm-hmm. included. Here you worrying about what this judge is going to say or what that person, nothing.
That's right.
Will hurt you.
That's
no
right.
trouble going to come near you. Amen. You don't even have to worry that's about that. Don't worry
amen.
About it. You worried about
mm-hmm.
the wrong thing, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Better read 10 again.
Yeah.
Read 10 again. Understand
yeah.
10 again.
Mm-hmm. And no evil
no.
will
come on you. None.
Amen.
No. None of it. Sickness will
what?
Come near your house.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Amen. That's
if you
right.
hear out of the Messenger Bible, let me see what the Messenger Bible says.
It said evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Amen. That's 10 and 11.
Amen. So all that evil stuff the enemy is putting out, he's spitting that, he's spewing that evil stuff, evil can't get close to you.
Thank
and
you,
it sure
Lord.
Can't harm you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can't get through the door.
Thank you, Lord.
And when a cherubim angel, God, trust me, it's guarding the Garden of Eden right now. When
amen.
Adam and them got ringing out, God placed cherubim angels there. And man ain't been mm-hmm. able to find his way back. The closest
amen.
Thing he can get back to Eden is through Christ.
Yes. All right.
You can't get
amen.
Through that door.
Amen.
When God puts his angels,
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing going to get through there. Can't penetrate that one.
Amen. Say that. Yes. Amen.
Anyone else?
Praise
press
God.
One.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Press one. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else?
God bless. God bless.
He that dwelleth in the secret places, so come out of that stinking building. That's not the secret places of the Most High.
Right,
that's not
right.
what that means.
All right.
I know you've been taught that the secret places is to go up in the temple. Go in there. That's a, because, you know, you got people practicing that. Now, I don't know if y'all realize that or not, but you got a different religion, maybe not yours, but there's different religion. But I'm going to spew it out there. Catholics. Catholic. They go in place. Then they go behind a wall. Then they go behind another place. They call it like a secret chamber. They get in there and they feel like, well, I can just, that's not God's secret place, brothers and sisters.
All right.
I know men built that temple and call it the secret place where you go and you have prayer and all that. That's not God's secret place. Stop being bamboozled.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, I say.
Yep, that's
not God's secret place. God's secret place is a secret. It's called the mystery. You know, I'm going to leave it right there. We're going to pick it up tomorrow or Friday. But I want you to know it's called God's secret place. It's called the mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul had to bring that out. He had to bring it out.
Yeah.
The Bible says even the mysteries which had been hidden from ages and from generation, but now
it's
made manifest to his saints. Not to everybody, but to his saints. Not to those that sing in the choir or those that take a... No, but to his saints.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to us.
Thank you, Lord.
The question is that then, to whom will you make known the mysteries of his riches of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, there it is right there. I spilt the beans already.
We'll pick it up
on tomorrow. Anybody else? Okay, well, I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us today. And tomorrow, I know it's Thankful Thursday. And if you don't come quick, I'm going for it. Just a